You're listening to the See Plan Do Show
with Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. And keep the change.
The way I feel.
already know. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys had an amazing, amazing Tuesday. It was actually pretty warm. So first of all, my birthday week is this week, so you're welcome, okay? This is what you're going to experience in Pisces season. So shout out to the Pisces. Hey, my birthday is February 21st. Wow, I'll be 40. Wow. What happened? No, I'm just joking. Listen, I am so excited to be talking about episode 2. So hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. It was pretty warm outside, you know, but don't catch pneumonia. You know how our parents, our elders would say, don't catch pneumonia. But guess what? It was an amazing day. Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. If you did not, guess what? You can have an amazing Wednesday and an amazing Thursday, an amazing Friday. Guess what? We're going to bounce back. So we're going to definitely get into episode 2, which is going to be how to start a business. Oh, man. A lot of you guys have definitely been asking me, have been reaching out to me about starting a business. So why not use my platform to help you? I promise you, if you were wanting to start a business, this was the episode for you. This is it. After this, I'm not offering that anymore. So you better catch these vibes, as always, right here, right now. So without further ado, let's go right into our seed plan do moment of the week. Okay. And it's entitled, Sorry, Not Sorry. All right. So I want you to listen to me carefully. You have no obligation to be the same person you were 15 minutes ago, a year ago, a month ago, a second ago. You have no obligation to be the same person that you were a year ago, a month ago, a day ago, even 30 seconds ago. You are under no obligation to be the same person. All right. You have the right. You have the right to be different. You have the right to grow without any apologies. That is your seed plan do moment of the week entitled Sorry, Not Sorry. All right. So can we keep these 90s bags going? Can I keep my 90s going? I said, you know what? I'm going to keep my 90s bag going. So here's your seed plan do song of the week. Last week we didn't have one, but oh, this week we're going to have one. Let's get it. Thank you. All right, that was your C-Plan Do Song of the Week, sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. Greenlight Entertainment being able to provide you with all of your mobile DJ needs. So if you're having a wedding, if you're having a birthday party, if you're having a corporate or social event, contact Greenlight Entertainment for all your DJ needs. You can contact them at 443-602-0648. That number again is 443-602-0648. You can also check out Greenlight Entertainment at greenlightentertain.com. That's greenlightentertain.com. That was your C-Plan Do Song of the Week. All right, so let's get into episode 2, which is how to start a business. Shout out to everyone watching this on YouTube. Shout out to everyone watching this on the C-Plan Do page, watching it on my personal page, or listening to this on the replay. Guess what? Thank you guys so much. I see all of you guys. I see all the love that's pouring in, and I greatly appreciate you. All right, so let's get right into it, because I have had a lot of people come to me about starting a business. So again, if you were interested, if you were one of those people, if you have always wanted to start a business, guess what? Today is the day. Tonight is the night where As an entrepreneur, I'm going to break it down for you how to start a business. I have businesses. I have a life coaching business. I have a business consulting business. I have a CPR company. I have a DJ company. And I guess what? I'm looking to acquire more in 2020. So take it from me. Hey, get your businesses up. And while it takes a lot of work, really, if you follow these steps, you'll be great. All right. So the first thing that I always want to share with people in reference to starting a business is the idea. You need to have an idea for your business. Okay. And so what I always ask people, what I ask my clients is like, hey, what do you want to do? What is your idea of this business? Okay. So whatever it is, right now, if you're thinking about a business, you can comment in the comment section, or you can just start writing it down. What do I want to do? Okay? What is your idea? All right? Once you have your idea, I want you to research. The great thing about Al Gore's internet, or the internet, depending on who you talk to, is going to be somebody probably already is doing what you wanted to do. And if they're not, congratulations, you're the first. So you should be able to research multiple people who are doing what you're doing, if possible, in the area. Okay? So research. All right? I always ask people, when you have this idea for your business, the first question after we identify you have an idea is there a need for what you're offering? You should be able to ask yourself, is there a need for what I'm offering? And if you say yes, then the next question is, can I make money from this? And that's it. Today, I just have a new client, and that was the first good question I asked them. Is there a need for what you want to do? They said yes. And I said, great. Second question is, can you make money from it? They said yes. We are off to a fantastic start. Okay. So in reference to the idea, what do you want to do? Okay. Once you identify what you want to do, research. There are people probably that do what you want to do. So research. Okay. I also want you to understand. So as you're researching, who is your competition? Now don't go around. I get it. You will say, oh, nobody's my competition. Oh, the only person that's my competition is the person in the mirror. Like, I get that. Okay, congrats. All right. Obviously, you've been looking at my pages and seeing my motivational stuff. But in real life, you probably do have competitors. If Fortune 500 companies have competitors, then guess what? You have a competitor. So now it's about identifying who also offers the same type of business, the same type of service, the same type of goods in your area. That is your competitor, okay? All right. What is needed for your business? So if you want to open up a shop, if you want to open up a paint, you know, I've had an idea about opening up. I wanted to start a paint company, right? Like, I don't want to do it, but I want to own it. I want to own a company that people can paint. right? That I can supply painters. If you need somebody to paint for your business or something like that, hey, I wanted to do this, right? So I need to understand who my competition is, what is needed for my business. What is needed for your business? What do you need? What materials do you need? We'll talk about that a little bit later on, all right? But the first thing is, boom, I have an idea, okay? And also, even before I get to the rest of it, if you have an idea, here's what I want you to do. Talk to business owners and share your idea. Because you don't want to invite people who are dream killers to talk about, to share your idea with them, to share your idea with those dream killers, those critics, those haters, those people who are not going to put in the work. So just understand that when you have this idea, that people may not be supportive until you talk to an already established business owner. And you know what we'll say? Well, that's a great idea. I have a lot of people who just started a business. They come to me. All right, that's a great idea. And they will tell me, family, friends, you know, people they thought were friends, that they weren't believing in this business. And I'm like, well, they're not business owners. Okay? So talk with a business owner. So first thing is having an idea. All right, we're good. The next thing is going to be, you need to plan. You have to put in the work to have a business. And that comes with the planning of your business. Okay? So when we're talking about planning your business, the first thing I'm always going to talk about is what is the vision statement and mission statement of your business. Okay? If you are unaware of what a vision statement or a business statement is, allow me to introduce you. All right, so a vision statement answers the question, what do I want to do? That's it. That's what a vision statement does. They answer the question, what do I want to do? What are my goals for my business, right? So I like Puma, right? Like I bought my brother some Puma shoes for his birthday. Like they are fire, first of all. Puma, if you want to send me some merch, send it through, okay? Send it through. But with Puma, I researched their vision statement. And I'm going to read to you their vision statement. Their vision statement is that Puma aims to be the most desirable and sustainable sports and lifestyle company in the world. I'm going to read it again. Puma, their vision statement is to be the most desirable and sustainable sports and lifestyle company in the world. Okay, so that's a pretty good vision statement. You should ultimately say, hey, what do I ultimately want to do? As a life coach, my vision is to be able to assist individuals in the manifestations of their heartfelt desires and goals. That's my vision statement. That's what I do. You should have one so that way you can always go back and be able to talk about it. Okay, so once you have your vision statement, which is answering the question, what do I want to do? The next thing should be your mission statement. Your mission statement is, how do we do this, right? So when you think about it, it's sort of like, how, Sway? Think about Kanye and when he talked to Sway and he asked him, hey, how are you going to do this? And he was like, how am I going to do it? How, Sway, how? If you really listen to the interview, he really did give him the answer, but Kanye didn't want to hear it. So he said, you ain't got the answers, man. You ain't been doing this, all these other things. But if you go back and listen to that interview, Kanye, he really did give Kanye the answers. He said, why don't you just do it yourself and find why don't you go find a company that could do this and do it yourself? And that was the truth. Think about this right now. If Kanye had a company, if Kanye, instead of Reebok or Adidas or anybody else, if Kanye right now was to have started a company with another wholesaler, do you think that would have stopped people from buying it? It wouldn't have mattered, right? Yeezys would have still been Yeezys, whether it went through Adidas or not. Like, I think people would have still bought them because they would have bought into him. Okay? So, when we talk about mission statements, going back to Puma, and again, Puma, send that merch, right? Go back. When you talk about Puma, Puma's mission statement, again, how are we going to do these things? Their mission statement is, we aim high and we score our goals. And when we score our goals, we aim higher. Now, that's a nice mission statement, right? If you look at different companies, they'll offer a mission statement like this, which is sort of a motivational saying. But a mission statement should be how, what are you committed to doing to reach your vision statement, right? So by offering excellent service, by being knowledgeable, by being professional, we aim to do these things, right? So I'm pretty sure that with Puma, if they go over their mission statement as, you know, hey, we're doing these things, then it ultimately meets your vision statement. So if you say, hey, I want to be the best barber in Maryland, cool, that's a great vision statement. We seek to be the best company, the best barbering salon or best barbering service in the in Maryland. Great. How? By offering customer service, by offering innovative professionalism, quality, all those other things that you can put in your mission statement. This is how you would do it. Okay, so that would be that as far as in the planning phase, your vision statement. Hey, how do I do it? What do I want to do? Your mission statement is how do I go about doing it? Okay, and now we talk about, you know, the physicalness. Is your company a physical entity or is it online? Like, can I touch your services? Can I touch your goods? Is it a brick and mortar? Okay. So if you think about some businesses, they may be a brick and mortar where some are just online. So if you think about if someone is opening up a restaurant, that's a brick and mortar. I mean, it's a physical thing. If someone opens up an online boutique, it's online. You cannot go to a store. You can order it online. So figure out for you with your business, what do you want to do? And if there is, you know, right now, if you're not nervous, just say in the comments what you want to do. Like, what is your idea for your goal? Okay. And I'll be shouting those out as I go through this podcast. All right. So we're still planning. Vision statement, mission statement, physical or online. Okay. All right. Now we need to talk about the materials, like the funding and materials. How are you going to, what capital do you have to be able to buy these materials? Okay. So if you are a barber, let's just say you're a barber, won't you need you'll need some clippers. You'll need all these different things. You'll need those things. So now it's really about, hey, where am I getting the money from? And the great thing is that you can crowdsource. You can, if you already have capital laying around, you can start this business, but identifying the funding of this business. So you can't just say, hey guys, I'm starting a t-shirt company, I'm starting a t-shirt business, or I'm starting a clothing line. And then you're like, well, where am I going to get the money? I don't know. Then you won't know. Then you won't start your business. It's not going to work like that. You need to have a clear cut idea of how to start your, what, where's the funding going to come from? So with me, when I was with Power 4.4, I had the money, right? But I always like to let the community help me because I look out for the community. The community looks out for me. This is how we do it. So when I reached out to the community, guess what? People paid for the whole year of me being on the show. Great. So figure out where your money is coming from. How am I funding this business? Okay. All right. And also, what materials do I need? So first thing was the idea. Bing. The next thing was planning it out. That's fleshing it out, that vision statement, that mission statement, where it's going to be physical or online, and how are we going to get your money, and what things do you need? Cool. Now let's move on to number three, which is the logistics. Okay. Now when we're talking about the logistics, we're going right into more about your business. So now we need to get to the legal part of your business, okay? So what is your business structure? First of all, what is your business structure? Is it an LLC? Which, for those who don't know, LLC stands for Limited Liability Corporation. And that means that with this business, if you start a business called John Doe Company, right? John Doe LLC, that you can only be held liable for your company. So let's say that you start off a catering company, John Doe Catering LLC. Someone eats your warm crab soup, right? They get sick. They say, I'm going to sue you, John Doe Catering. And if you only have $10 in your business account, they can only sue you for what's in your business account. They can't turn around and sue you, the person, because you have an LLC, limited liability corporation. Is it going to be an LLC? Is it going to be an incorporation? Okay. So are you going to have other people involved? What is your role? Are you the president, right? Are you the owner and operator? Is there other people? Are you the president? Is there a vice president? Is there a treasurer? Okay. What are the different roles of these people in your business? All right. Are you sole proprietor? Most of the time, I'll probably suggest for people who just starting out, you should probably say you're sole proprietor. But according to your business, you may have to figure out what's the best course. So I would say to you, hey, make sure you reach out to an accountant so that way you can get the best legal advice, as well as a lawyer. If you can get a lawyer, talk to a lawyer about getting the best legal advice. I don't want to see you on the news. Because if you're on the news, don't start shouting out the podcast saying, oh, Gary told, nope, delete, delete, delete. Okay? So figure out the best course of action for your business as far as the logistics. What's your basic structure? All right? Registering your business. Okay? You need to register this business. So you can easily register it with the state and federal. You can register with the state. So find out in your area. I'm in Baltimore, so we can register here in Maryland. Find out where you need to register your business. Okay? Registering your business is great. Having a domain name, that's also important. So two groups. If you are 80s baby like me, you know about New Edition. So if you look recently with New Edition, they don't call themselves New Edition because Johnny Gill purchased, when the trademark and stuff ran out, he went ahead and bought the name and the rights to use for New Edition. So now New Edition can't call themselves New Edition. They can only call themselves Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Like, that's crazy. And Bobby's not there. So that's crazy. Okay. So making sure that you get that domain name that fits. Also trademarking Escape. Escape cannot call themselves Escape like we know what to call Escape. They can only call themselves Escape with a 3 at the end because candy is a part of Escape. And if they was to use Escape, that brand, then they would turn around and she would get royalties and she could sue. Okay? So trademarking your stuff, copywriting your stuff. Because guess what? If you put something out there, right, then you're opening and you don't protect it, you're opening the opportunity for people to take it. All right. So if you have a great, like, Seed Plan Do is copywritten. Oh, copywritten, don't copy me. All right. So you need to make sure that you protect your stuff. You protect your intellectual properties, because anybody can go online right now. And if you post something, they can turn around and just say, oh, this is mine, and quickly get steal the domain name or take the domain name. If you haven't registered it, register it right from you. So I can take one of the names of my friends, start a business in that and say, hey, you can't use it. All right, we see that. Sometimes there are people who do that. So, like, take for instance, if you think about Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson had some very, very nice things to say. Big trust, not too bad for a quarterback, stuff like that. See, what happened was he said these things, right? Then after the season, he trademarked them. But it was already too late because people already started selling shirts and stuff like that with the name and stuff on it. It was already done, okay? So think about Cardi B. Cardi B wanted to trademark a couple of things. She wanted to make sure she's protected. So protect your brand. If you are known for this thing, if you have a trademark, if you have different things, make sure you trademark it. Make sure that you copyright it. So that way you're protected. Okay. And I'm dropping heat on episode 2. Like, you catch these vibes. Tucson based Las Vibras means you know the vibes and you can catch any of this stuff. You can catch any of this stuff. You guess what? This is going to be like, you can go to LaloneClothing.com to get any of these items. Two Sabres, Lives, Weavers means you know the vibes. Because guess what? Of course you know the vibes. All right. So trademarking and copywriting, as well as what are the permits? What are the licensing things that you need for the state and federal? So if you're going to be a general contractor, you're going to probably have to be bonded. If you're going to offer a business or a service, what are the guidelines? What are the licenses that you need to be able to do this? Because you just can't do this without a license. The same way we can drive a car without a license, but if you get caught, you're in trouble. So make sure that you have the correct permits, licensing for and licenses for your state and federal meeting those regulations and guidelines. Because you can't do hair. Like, you can do hair on your steps, but you can't go into a salon and do hair or cut hair without having the proper license. Okay? And part of the license means being a professional. Don't feel like it's a hassle. It's about establishing that you have the rights and that you have the professionalism and that you have met the certain requirements to call yourself a professional. That's it. Okay? All right. So, first thing was the idea. Yeah? We got the idea. Now we need to plan it out. That's when we talk about the vision statement, mission statement, all those other guidelines. Then we got the logistics, making sure that you have your idea of your basic structure of your business, registering your business, trademarking your stuff, getting those domain names, registering it. Also, hiring employees if you need to. At this point, you should hire employees, and then that goes into a whole nother thing. So making sure you hire employees for your business, okay? So that's the logistics. Now we're coming to branding. Now, I am huge, huge advocate about branding and marketing. If you don't brand yourself, if you don't market yourself, I swear to you, your business will die. It's too many people that have shown you that if they don't brand themselves properly, if they don't market their business will die. I market and brand my stuff every single day. You know why? Because Walmart has commercials every day. Okay? Target has commercials every day. Ford has commercials every day. Right? So if they have business, they don't have to. I guarantee you right now, you know where three Walmarts are, that you know where three McDonald's are, that you know where three shoe stores are, that you know where the nearest mall is. And they don't have to promote. Right? But guess what? You and your little business need to promote. You don't get a day off. You're on. So branding and marketing. So even before you jump out there, because I swear, can I be transparent? The one thing I hate that I see people do is start saying stuff like coming soon. I hate it. I swear to you, I hate it. Get your stuff done and then just drop it on people. For real. Like, just drop it on their hands. When I was transitioning from the internet show to the podcast, I didn't say coming soon. All you saw, if you go back and look at my pages, all you see is me saying, hey, transitioning from here to there, catch the vibes on February 11th. That was it. Then February 11th, drop the heat. That's it. There wasn't really nothing to talk about. Okay? So first thing is search for your business. Does someone else have the name of your business? So if you have John Doe Company, maybe someone else might have it. Okay? So figure out the name. So make sure that the name is can be utilized, right? Search for this name publicly. There is no other Greenlight Entertainment as far as businesses. There is no other Heart Savers Maryland. There is no other professional life coach Gary O'Neill. There is no other ones except the ones that I own. All right? So make sure that you search for the name first, because you don't want to search for the name and you're like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to call my business Papa John's Pizza. That sounds like a great name. And now you got Papa John's breathing down your neck, right? So register, so search for your business, all right? What is the name of your business? And this is where it should be easy for you. Come up with the name of your business that works. Can people say it? Okay? Is it, I don't want to use this phrase, but guess what? Is it sexy? Okay? Is this name your name? What is the name of your business? Okay? So having the adequate and right name for your business, what does it look like? Okay? Do you have a logo? You should have a logo. Let me dip to the side. You should have a logo for your business, because I want you to just look around your house right now. Look around the house. So if you're listening to this in your car, you're looking at the replay, I guarantee you, if you look around your house right now, you will see businesses that have logos. All right, this microphone that I'm talking from has a logo on it. The computer that I'm looking at has a logo on it. The phone that I'm streaming from live has a logo on it. The watch that I'm looking at to tell the time has a logo on it. So guess what? You need a logo for your brand. You got to have it. You can just have your logo on it and it should work for your business. Okay? You can't just have a letter and that's it. Like, you got to build your brand. So I had a client previously that they didn't know what they wanted to have. So they just sort of lazily just said, oh, I want a R. That's just it, a R. And I told them, you want to start a clothing line with the letter R. Who's going to buy this? Who's just going to buy your brand with the R outside of your family and friends? That's just real life. So even with this shirt or C Plan Do, the C Plan Do Show merch that you can get from LaloneClothing.com, I have these things that people can buy. But I also understand that people who have a relationship with me will buy C Plan Do merch. People who are listening to the show, who like the show, all the subscribers, all the YouTube people will buy the merch because they have an investment. But also, you have to make it look good. It has to look okay. It has to look great. So having that logo, also a website. And guess what? Websites are very, very easy to manage. You can either do it yourself or have someone else do it, right? Have someone else do it. Or guess what? Even if right now you say, you know what? I'm not ready for a website yet. I swear, like, social media pages are the easiest thing to do. Chances are you're doing it right now and you don't have a business. It's nothing to get on your phone right now to go to pages on social media, on Facebook. You can go to pages right now and start a page within 10 seconds. I've actually done that. So where's your website and also your online presence? How can people reach you? You can't just say, hey, I'm out here. And then people are like, well, how can I reach you? Do you have an email, sir or ma'am? Google is free. Gmail is free. Hotmail is free. I mean, I don't know who uses Hotmail anymore, but Yahoo is free. Like, sign up an account with your business name, John Doe Pizza at Gmail. Boom, done. Now you have a business email as opposed to your personal one. So if you have, I like it like that, 6968XXX at you know what I like, you know the vibes.com. Like, that's going to be crazy to send a corporate company. Why did I just do that? But having a simple business name can create that situation for you. Okay. So having the name of your business, what is the name of your business? It's like having a child. Okay. I knew the name of my children before they were born. Great. You should know the name of your business. Right? What is the logo of this business? Right? What does it look like? What colors are they? You know, if there's going to be colors, is it going to be bold? Is it going to be anything like that? All right. Do you have a website? Go find out which website company you want to use. Do you want to reach out to somebody who makes websites? There are plenty of people who make websites. Go find somebody if you don't want to do it. Okay. All right. So once we have that, now we're talking about more marketing, more business. You got to get yourself out there with marketing, okay? So guess what? You should be strapped with business cards. I should not walk up to you as a business person and say, hey, you got any business cards? And you're like, just ran out. No. And let me give you a tip. Even if you don't have business cards, you should have it on your phone and say, well, I have my digital phone, my digital cards. I can send you this. Something. But you're doing, Remember on... one of my favorite shows, In Living Color, when he would go, bam, right? When they were like, oh, I don't have any business cards, I'm fresh out, bam, and they would just show it. Like, that's what you want. So having business cards, that makes you look professional, okay? Also, who has your money? And that goes back to, honestly, the idea. And when I mean who has your money, I'm not talking about a person walking around getting out of a car with baby powder in your hands looking for somebody like, baby, who got my money? I'm not talking about that. I mean, can you tell me your target audience for you to get money? Who are you going to serve? Who are these people? So if you are an electrician, then you should be like, the people who have my money are people who need assistance in all their electrical needs. If you are a life coach like me, then the people who have my money are people who are motivated but need assistance with their goals. With CPR training, that is for people who need to learn these life-saving skills, whether it is for personal reasons or business. Those people have my money, and I want my money. So you got to be able to market to them, which means that you can't just be all over the place. Somebody can't just ask you, well, who's your target audience? And you're like, everybody. Everybody's not your target audience. You need to be able to identify specific groups of people. So for me, with CPR training, I'm in babysitting groups. I'm in daycare groups. I'm in assisted living groups. I'm in job groups. Because those people, baby, have my money. And I want my money on time. Okay? So you need to be identified who has my money and where are they. Okay? So marketing to those people who have your money, right? And promoting. Let me give you a tip. You should bring up what you do in every conversation. I don't care what it is. If you're an electrician and someone says, yeah, man, the Ravens didn't get in, in the Super Bowl, you'd be like, yeah, you know what? As an electrician, I was working on a job, down there. And yeah, it was crazy to see that. And they'd be like, you're an electrician? You'd be like, yeah, you didn't know that? Bam, here's my business card. Wow. Look at that. That just happened. All right. I'm a life coach, so I throw in, if I don't know this person, I throw in that I'm life coach. Because you know what someone's going to say? I didn't know you were a life coach. Really? And then in my mind, I'm like, oh, you just got released from a maximum security prison. But to be honest, I make sure I do that. Because I've definitely gotten business for people who didn't know that. I said it. You should be able to say it. So I'll give you another thing. You should be promoting on your business page, your personal page. It should always be happening. Sometimes we say, oh, this person is doing too much. Or, oh, I don't want to do too much. Huh, you better do it to the max. You better do it to the max. Because when people say, hey, when people on social media, when they reach out looking for a life coach, I get a million tags. Because I'm putting in the work. When someone says, hey, I'm looking for a CPR instructor. Okay, who can teach me CPR? I get a million tags. When someone says, hey, I need a DJ, a million tags. When I look for someone who likes Reese's cups like me, well, people don't do that because I do love Reese's cups. Reese's cups, if you're listening, Hershey Company, feel free to send some Reese's. Send that merch. All right, but you should be able to promote to the people, promote your businesses. You should be able to reach out. I'll give you one tip. If you offer like jewelry, like there are some companies that offer like inexpensive jewelry, let me give you a tip to those people that offer inexpensive jewelry. You should be at vendor events. I want to market and be around people who need my services. And that's it. So I just gave a tip for those people who do that. All right. So be around those people. Find those people. Promote and market to those people to get your money. All right. So just to recap before I give you the last thing. First thing is having that idea. All right. What idea? What is the idea for your business? All right. The next thing is going to be planning it out. All those logistics. And again, you can go back and listen to this. Watch the replay. Hopefully you had your pen and paper and you're eating up these vibes. All right. What is the logistics of your business? What is the structure of your business? Okay. Is it an LLC? Are you a sole proprietor? Okay, did you register your business? Because don't have somebody like me come behind you and just be like, oh, you didn't register this business, and I registered it, and now it's mine. Now you got to pay me to try to get your name back. I don't want to do that. Trademark, copyright, also branding and marketing your business, promoting your business. Just today, I had a new client, and I said to them, hey, because they were talking about that they weren't getting a lot of sales or a lot of customers. And I said, hey, are you promoting your business? And they said, yes. So I always do a social media analysis. So if you hire me as a business consultant, I go over your business pages. I go over your personal pages. And I like to play a game called, did this post make me money? And you know what happens? I remember with this person, I scrolled and kept going past all these different pages, all these different posts that talked about everything else except her business. And out of 100 posts, 50 of them, I got to 50 before the 51st one was a business related post. That is 50 opportunities for her to have promoted her business, for her to have made money. All right. So having those business pages, sharing them to your personal page, being ready for your business, because you got to be serious. All right. So branding and marketing is extremely, extremely necessary. Don't let people not know that you offer these services. And the last thing, which is the icing on the cake, because if you come up with the idea phase, You've planned it out. You've went through the logistics. All right, you got everything ready to rock and roll. You got the logo, your branding, your marketing. The last thing is just the icing on the cake. It's easy. Just do it. Now it is about you doing what you need to do. All right, so now that is executing your plan. All right, executing your plan. Go back, review what you want, what you're doing. Is it working? Excuse me. Is it working? Is your plan working? Are we coming in with customers? What needs to happen? So I'll give, so to be transparent, I wanted more CPR customers. So I printed out some brochures. I'm looking at them right now. I printed out some brochures and I said, I'm going to drop them off at the areas in which have my money. So daycares, guess what? I'm rolling up. My kids are not with me. Hey, I'm Gary. I'm a CPR instructor. Bam. Here's my brochure. I can come here. You can come to my main office. Yada, yada, yada. Right? I'm going to places that I know need CPR training. When I'm in the store and I see security guards, hey, are you CPR certified? Hey, is your company, do you guys have to be CPR certified? Yes. Reaching out to those companies. If I'm driving and I see a van, and it has like not adult daycare, but assisted living. Guess what? I take a picture of it, email it to them. We go from there. Okay. So executing your business plan. You should create a business plan. How are we going to do this? How am I going to make money? Where are my people? Then you should review what you're doing. Is this making me money? Are we meeting our goals? Are we doing what we needed to do? All right. And the next thing is going to be revise. Since this is the last thing of doing it, so execute, review, revise. Hey, when I'm going back, do I need to revise anything? All right. What do I need to change? What do I need to fix? And then the last thing is, guess what? Execute again. Okay. Execute, review, revise, execute. That's it. All right. Once you do those things, you'll be good to go. All right. And the last bit that I want to leave you with as we wrap this up is being an entrepreneur, starting a business is a real thing. Okay. So you have to be in it. Don't call this a hobby or a side hustle if you don't mean it, because you have to be real in your business. You have to say, you know what? Are you ready for non-sexy things? Like, it's great for me to post about the podcast. It's great for me to post pictures about things that I'm doing. But what about the early mornings? Getting up at 5 a.m. What about the late nights? What about marketing, research, development, doing all these things, working, making sure I'm making things happen? Okay, you have to be serious about being a business owner, because a lot of times people don't want to honor their commitments to being an entrepreneur. It's easy for me to tell you how to start a business, but you running a business is going to be solely dependent on you. Okay, you have to be real. You have to do this. This has to be in you. And if your motives are not right on why you want to do it and you can't sustain it, then your business will die. Some people think that you can post sometimes and think you're going to have a viable business. It's not going to work like that. Some people think that you can be unprofessional and have a business. It's not going to work like that. You think that it could just be part-time where it's full-time. All right. So with that being said, start working on your plan. All right. Keep it to yourself and only let people who you can trust that can stress test your stuff go over with you. Ask those critical questions. Okay. And also, start your business, okay? Start it. The time is now. If you needed a sign, you needed somebody to tell you, hey, start your business, look at me, listen to me. The time is now. What are you waiting for? There are people that are already doing what you are doing. So guess what? So start now, all right? And start your business. So with that being said, I am starting a C Plan Do 101 How to Start Your Business Workshop. That workshop is going to be offered online. So you can sit home in the comforts of your pajamas, as well as it's going to be in person at my office. So I'm going to be posting that logistics tomorrow morning. So that way you can take advantage. If you're interested in starting a business and you want a little bit more information on how to start the business, oh, most certainly take advantage of this workshop, whether it's online, meaning that we're going to be going live. I'm going to be going video conferencing online, as well as coming in. I offer bagels, some donuts, or maybe some carb free because I'm on keto. I'm still on keto. So offering these type of opportunities. So how to start your business, which is going to be C Plan Do 101. How to start your business, because it's going to be a whole different series. We talk about marketing, we talk about branding, all those wonderful things. So make sure you take advantage. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for watching this show. I definitely appreciate it. You can catch the C Plan Do show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. streaming live from my C Plan Do show. Also, I'll be uploading it onto my SoundCloud account, as well as you'll be able to see it on other streaming platforms. So, with that being said, I always keep saying with that being said. So, if you have an idea for the show, you want to be on the show, you want to promote your services or goods or anything like that on the show, definitely reach out to me. Check out the page. Amazing content. You can email me. You can contact me. cplandoshow@gmail.com. So, until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special, special moments again. Always remember, see, plan, and do. Enjoy your night. Bye!